if Taiwan is invaded.
Oh, no. Was this from today?
I want to ensure that we've codified passive support to sell Taiwan weapons if Congress wills it, so Trump just can't overrule it, or whoever the president is, that's in Congress's hands, and that we can militarily step in to defend Taiwan. With
man, the Dem primary is in just a couple of days for Kat. The idea of dragging her in to defend herself over a claim summarizing statements made by a person who was affiliated with her campaign, claiming that she was like an interventionist? I don't know. Can't we wait until after the primaries?
Naval fleets for interception and selling weapons.
Huh? Wait, what did she...
...really step in to defend Taiwan with naval fleets for interception and selling weapons.
Oh, okay. It's not a live conversation. She was watching a clip. Okay, he didn't have her on. He's reacting. Okay. What's crazy about what she said?
Genuinely asking, what's the issue here?
Why does this have to keep being the line between me and Hassan, man? It's such a stupid line to draw.
Coming out with a firm stance that you will defend Taiwan militarily if invaded?
Yeah.
That is not... like, that's a red hot... totally red alert. What are you? A lot of people yell at me because of my...
That's not an explanation.
Conversations with Matt Duss. That is firmly to the right of Matt Duss. That is
how?
Firmly to the right of most foreign policy analysts in the United States of America. It stems entirely from a place of being green, completely uneducated.
He's not even making an argument. He's not even explaining why it's bad. How is it to the right to defend our ally?
I think that this is like a fully flushed out worldview that she is explaining. It's literally just being a 26-year-old.
You're actually doing the thing conservatives do where they refuse to engage with progressive talking points by like blatantly dismissing the what's the problem with it? And why are we doing this right before the damn primary?
Because I like did not respond to a request for comment, but a source close to the campaign told Dropsite that the advisor's emails did not accurately represent her views, saying Kat is committed to taking on authoritarianism but vehemently against the military industrial complex and a continuation of failed US intervention approaches.
Defending Taiwan if they're invaded is definitionally not interventionist. That's not what that means. That's just having a military ally. That's just defending an ally.
Yeah, but even then it doesn't matter. Her statement on stop.
Is there an argument
here?
She
is definitely a very bad foreign policy advisor. That much is clear. Many of these people Americans are still Americans, even if they're Palestinian Americans, they're still fucking American, and they don't factor in foreign policy at all into their approach, with the exception of Palestine. Her Palestinian background should have caused there to be a lot more.
You're Palestinian, so you should be in favor of China destroying Taiwan. What? This is retarded. He's literally not making an argument. I can't, there's not even anything for me to engage in. It's just really arrogant on his part. I really don't think Hassan knows enough about foreign policy to be speaking down to people like that. You can't be talking like that, white baby. Is that what the meme is? The white baby meme? Hassan's like, ooh, child, I know you did not just say you would defend Taiwan. And I'm like, you can't be talking like that, white baby. Did I get it right? I don't know. It's pretty dumb. He's just a campus sorry. I just wish he would have like made an argument in the clip. I'm not gonna like watch the whole thing to see. It's pretty stupid. I think it's because it defies strategic ambiguity and commits to a direct conflict between two nuclear powers. Then China shouldn't invade Taiwan. Also, Hassan doesn't support strategic ambiguity, does he? Because strategic ambiguity is also that's just the ambiguous American interventionist policy from his perspective. He doesn't support his position seems to be just like, if China takes Taiwan, that's their business, which I think is a bad position. You know, if you think that, then you basically support like the worst version of the Mearsheimer, like realpolitik, every regional superpower gets to take whoever they want. You know, we get to take Mexico and Canada if we want, you know, we can do like anyone can do anything, I guess, right? Shared military alliances are the only way. Reality, you mean? Well, no, that's not reality. Because, like, you can have alliances. Like, the whole, the counter to, like, the most cynical realpolitik version of the world is the idea that we can have shared interests that allow us to form alliances even if there are regional superpowers that might want to conquer neighboring countries. The, like, China's desire to conquer Taiwan is, like, a deeply, it's a very fascist impulse, right? China wants it so they can complete their unity project and finish their civil war. Like, it has nothing to do with material conditions or, like, defending themselves against a threat. You know, it's very blatant, like, big capital N, like, national expansionist political project stuff. It's not good, you know? It is at least adjacent to blood and soil. World superpower country has imperialist ambitions. I'm shocked. Okay, let me put it this way. I think that if America started threatening to boots on the ground invade Mexico, and China and Mexico made a pact of joint military protection, Hassan would think it was based. That's my guess. Or Cuba, you know, that would be my guess. Yeah, I mean, I could be wrong. He might be okay with the idea that regional superpowers get to take what they want. But that'd be my guess. Yeah. He literally said Taiwan and China are synonymous to America and Hawaii. But we conquered Hawaii. What? That's a bad example. We conquered Hawaii. It's not good what we did to Hawaii. that's bad. You mean, like, I assume it's like US and Hawaii pre our acquisition of the state? It wasn't good that we did that. Yeah, what we do in Hawaii is awful. Taiwan is a part of China. It broke off from the mainland. No, it isn't. The island broke off from the mainland? No, Taiwan operates as a completely autonomous country. Taiwan claims they're China, yeah, but they're wrong. And China's wrong when they say Taiwan is part of China. They're both incorrect. The difference is that China threatens to invade Taiwan, but Taiwan doesn't threaten to invade China. Like, there's no synchronicity here, right? There's no... Like, it's not a parallel. Like, they're obviously different countries. You'd have to be an idiot to think otherwise. How could a person who believes in historical materialism possibly argue that Taiwan and China are the same country because 70 years ago there was an unfinished civil war and you can't have separate countries if they are from the same conflict? What does that even mean? What a weird, like, ideologically motivated legalist perspective on what would otherwise be a materially distinct nation state. I don't get that. North Korea and South Korea are the same countries because they didn't finish the war. Well, that's the official position of North Korea, but they're wrong, right? We all know that. We all agree that North and South Korea are separate countries, and that when North Korea says that there's only one Korea, they're doing propaganda, and that's not actually reflective of the real situation there. Right? I mean, it seems pretty, like, they say it. That doesn't mean it's true. They're obviously separate countries. And I don't know. I don't get it.
Today, reporting revealed an email sent by someone on my staff detailing my foreign policy. The answer surprised a lot of people, including myself. I want to be really clear. I did not know of that email's existence, and I would not have approved the language in said email. I was also not aware of certain aspects of this individual's background, and they are no longer on our staff. But part of the reason this email was so...
I think they meant that Taiwan is the original pre-1949 mainland China government that fled to the island of Taiwan, which they also controlled. Yeah, but what does that have to do with them being separate countries now? By every definition of a country, they're separate countries. They have separate currencies, laws, jurisdictions... dominion, monopoly over the use of violence by like every they're separate kind of, like, the fact that they had a shared origin, I don't get it, you know, like it's like a really weird other definition of country that I don't subscribe to. Should I believe that Greater Israel is already Israel and that because it was promised to them 3,000 years ago? I don't know, like, what is Ukraine not a separate country because in the Soviet Union they were the same? Are all of the former Yugoslavia nations actually one country in reality and not a bunch of separate countries because very recently they were all one country? I don't get it. Yugoslavia split up more recently than Taiwan became the other China. They are different countries, right?
Prior surprising is that I have been remarkably clear and open about my positions regarding foreign policy. In fact, if you want to read our foreign policy platform, as well as our page on a free and sovereign Palestine, you can go to catforillinois.com/issues. But let me be clear about where I stand on what was actually in that email. First off, the email describes me as an interventionist, which is not true. I have no idea why he would say that. I have never described myself as an interventionist. I am anti-war, anti-genocide, anti-imperialism, and anti-intervention.
Yay.
Which is why I hold the positions I do.
Pay attention,
I have always
people,
believed
dude.
And said that we should lead with diplomacy and humane foreign policy. I've been endorsed by Peace Action, the largest grassroots peace network in the world, and I firmly denounce Trump's moves to militarily intervene in Venezuela, Canada, Greenland, Iran, and elsewhere. Before I get into any other specifics, I want to add an initial caveat. And that's that military intervention is an absolute last resort. We need to lead with diplomacy. We shouldn't force regime change. And especially post-Trump, we need humane foreign policy. This means public diplomacy, the reinstitution and expansion of USAID, and reparations to the Global South, particularly focused on renewable energy and infrastructure.
Uh-huh.
Now, my leading principle in international affairs is the right to self-determination. When it comes to Ukraine, I believe we should continue arming the Ukrainian people. Wars of aggression are illegal. Russia's invasion of Ukraine is a war of aggression. That is an international crime. Putin is a despot, and he will not stop with Ukraine. We can
It's worth remembering, by the way, that like being in favor of a rules-based national order should be the position of every leftist. You do not want to be the kind of leftist who doesn't believe in that. One of the big reasons America is so bad right now is because we've stopped believing in it. We very clearly like pick and choose which international laws we want, like the UN, the Security Council that allows us to get away with whatever we want because we're one of the veto votes, right? You should want that because a world with no international rules-based order is a world that's a fucking, you know, might makes right free-for-all. The whole point of the post-World War II political environment was to prevent stuff like that from happening again. That's good. We do want to prevent that, you know? Does she advocate cutting off all funding to Israel, including defensive weapons? Yes. Yeah, I'm pretty sure, right? That's my understanding. She's literally Palestinian.
Support Ukraine by providing arms, ideally paid for through the seizure of Russian oligarch assets, but not with U.S. troops on the ground. Similarly, I believe that politically, we should adhere to the One China policy. But we should also eliminate strategic ambiguity when it comes to aiding Taiwan so that way it can defend itself without putting U.S. boots on Taiwanese soil. The last thing any of us want is a war with China. This is an effort to make sure that doesn't happen. So that way we can make time to work towards diplomatic solutions. We need to reinvest in those diplomatic solutions, not just between China and Taiwan, but the U.S. and China as well. We live in a global...
The biggest thing that we could do for peace, by the way, would just be to stop treating China like an arbitrary foreign enemy and engage with them like a normal country. I do think that we need to rip the Band-Aid off in the One China policy. It's insane. Taiwan is its own country. Get the fuck over it. I'm sorry. I understand it's really important to your like national myth that every single like Han Chinese be reunified and that the civil war be ended permanently and forever. But like, that's just not... That's not the real world anymore, you know? That's not the real world anymore. Yeah, I saw Benjamin. It was pretty stupid. But Vosh, what about the MIC? We're trying to promote a world that is peaceful here. Trust me, you really, 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 really don't want a world where every big regional superpower has, like, infinite leeway to absorb their neighbors. That is the most violent world. You know, you don't want a world where countries like Russia feel like they can just freely absorb countries like Ukraine. That's very, very bad. Because inevitably, if that keeps happening, what happens when China gets more like lost in the sauce? And now that they've taken Taiwan, they want Japan or South Korea. Will we let them take that? That would be a bit more of a tough one, you know, but they could do it. China could credibly pose a threat to both those countries. Would we let that happen? What about when they start going, what happens if we get the fucking co-prosperity sphere again, except China this time? They just want Taiwan. No one ever just wants anything. That's not how nations work. You need a target, you know? The idea that like China only wants Taiwan and then they will live in permanent harmony with all their neighbors? No. They took Tibet. countries like to expand. It's real politic. It's a very basic element of national power. You have military power, you have cultural power, you want to direct it outwards. America does it, Russia does it, China does it. We're trying to create a rules-based order that prevents the worst possible outcomes. And I mean, inevitably that leads to a conflict between the big boys, you know? Russia takes Ukraine, what happens then, right? They're up against the NATO Baltic nations. Well, they already are, but now they're even more enclosed. They're up against Poland. You don't want that. You don't want that. You don't want China to think that the next step to maintaining its national unity is invading and colonizing Japan. And listen, buddy, okay? Listen, China has plenty of reason to want to fuck over Japan. There's a lot of bad blood there. I'm not saying that bad blood is unwarranted. I do not think the world would be a better place if China invaded Japan, however. So, you know. Not to argue in an annoying direction, I feel like a common directive for leftists here on rules-based order stuff is a belief there's never been a rules-based order that isn't simultaneously right makes might, might makes right, and the difficulty of developing a rules-based order that protects minorities and less valuable people in states. Yeah, no, I mean, the UN has basically always been... I mean, everyone, since its formation, everyone's, you know, known the UN as kind of an ineffectual organization. I recognize that. I just think we have to keep the principle in mind, because I think sometimes and this is often a campus thing, we get really weird priorities about the direction we want to take the world. You know, you have stuff that we all agree on, progressive policies, labor policies, but nations are innately bloodthirsty entities, right? Like the nation state as a concept wants to expand. All bureaucracies work to embolden and reinforce themselves, right? Everything. Banks, the military, you know, any corporation, nations, everything wants to reaffirm and stabilize itself, grow outwards. Everything is expansionist by nature. Very few things are not. You have to constrain. You have to constrain. Does this mean you still consider yourself an anarchist? I mean, they're right about a lot. They're right about nation states. I don't know what you... The rules-based order is dead, man. USA, Namaduro, nobody did anything. Right now, the rules-based order is definitely in the dirt, right? Nose is bleeding. But there is still an international desire to see it repaired. Right now, it's on the downturn. But it's not like anything's ever dead forever, you know? We can pick it back up. And to me, part of picking it back up means that we all have to put on our big boy pants and reconcile with the truth. For the most part, that means the United States, Israel, and Russia need to get their shit together, right? We need to step up and like, listen, America, you can't do this. Israel, you definitely can't do this. Russia, stop that. Stop a lot of things, you know? But part of that to me is also China, get the fuck over the one China policy. Seriously, you're insane. You're forcing the entire world to call a sovereign nation part of you so that we're all complicit in your fantasy of like national reclamation, right? It's really dumb. I for me, we have to rip the Band-Aid off this. I don't believe it. Now, what China is doing here is nowhere near as bad as what Russia, the US, or Israel is doing. But if China invades Taiwan, they're up there, man. China invading Taiwan would be as much of a breach of the rules-based order as anything Israel or America is doing right now. Taiwan is a densely populated nation, very well developed. There's a lot of people there. That would be very, very bloody. It would be very bad. They would dye the sea red. We do not want that. And if that happens, I do not want to have to deal with a bunch of hand-wringing leftists who are like, well, technically, the Chinese State Department says they're allowed to do this, so... Mao must have written on this, you know, I'm not...
...wise world, we need to work towards being partners with China in trade and innovation. But that's only possible through diplomatic solutions and international law. I know these are all controversial subjects, but self-determination is necessary in a democratic, globalized world. And that is true whether it's Taiwan, Ukraine, Palestine, or anywhere else. Invasion and aggression cannot be tolerated. The other caveat here is that any military aid for any reason must be conditional. I don't care if it's Ukraine, Taiwan, Israel, or Mexico. If weapons paid for with our...
If they actually invade, should the USA not retaliate to make it less bloody? But follow that logic. if you allow large superpowers to invade their neighbors and not respect like military defensive treaties between them and other nations, wouldn't that just lead to China and other countries doing more? Why then would Russia not absorb the Baltic states, you know? Why would China not take South Korea or Japan or Mongolia, you know? Why not? Like, why not then? Then the whole world is the what's left. There's three remaining countries: Russia, China, and America. And this is how we get 1984, buddy. Three nuclear-armed superpowers engaging in a permanent pantomime of warfare over the undeveloped world. That's literally the plot. We have to prevent that from happening.
Tax dollars are suspected of being used to commit crimes against humanity or war crimes. We need a full arms embargo. We have to make sure that war criminals are held accountable and put measures in place to ensure that those crimes are never committed again. I will never blindly vote for military aid. Every single bill will be a separate consideration that I will deeply think about and convey why I voted for or against it. I will not vote.
Thank you. I guess I agree. I don't feel like China wants world conquest, though. You got to be careful with that. China's government is, at least to some extent, fascistic, you know? World conquest isn't really that simple. Does Russia want to conquer, I don't know, Greece or fucking Zimbabwe? I don't know. I don't know if they want world conquest. They are expansionists, though. And the Chinese state is, look, it's happened many times before, okay? You have a national downturn. People are disengaged, they're disillusioned, and they worry, you know? The state worries. Can we maintain the national zeal? And if not, how do we keep it going? War. The answer is war. It's what we're doing right now. It's what Israel is going to keep doing for the rest of its existence. And China, they've already demonstrated an expansionist tendency. They're literally building out islands in the South China Sea so that they can lay claim to the international waters around Taiwan. They're already building it. Like, we know that they're, not to mention Tibet, we know they're expansionist, right? Maybe after they take Taiwan a decade afterwards, they're like, I don't know. Hasn't the Chinese Empire to its greatest extent included more space? You know, just Google, you know? Largest Chinese Empire. You think it's done? Countries make arguments like this all the time. Damn. The Qing Dynasty used to be fucking huge. They're gonna take over Iran. Israel and China are gonna be duking it out over who gets to control Tehran. I you have to put your foot down, okay? China claims Nepal and India too. I don't understand when this rules-based order has existed, in your opinion. It's never like fully existed, but we've gestured at it. It's just we built a rules-based order that basically allowed any member of the Security Council to do whatever they want, which is really dumb. So it was always selective, it was always partial. Like Mark Carney said, you know, it was always a fantasy. But there is an underlying sentiment there that is worth defending, and we should defend it.
To deploy troops for forever wars, and I will continue to respect international law. But once again, any military aid, any military intervention must be an absolute last resort. And our troops cannot be used for an imperial agenda that will make other parts of the world worse. We need to focus on making our country better. And part of that is integrating into a globalized world. The American people are sick of our tax dollars being used for bombs instead of healthcare. We are sick of blind intervention and the military-industrial complex siphoning prosperity from us and the rest of the world for a quick profit. It is a moral imperative that we lead with diplomacy and aid, and that we make right wrongs from the past. A safer and healthier world through shared.
All right. She sounds base to me. Do you think Russia wants to annex the Baltics? If Russia thought they could get away with it, and if there was enough political pressure and enough momentum and drive, yeah, absolutely. Doesn't mean they would do it like tomorrow. Let me ask you this. Do you not think, like, we today can't invade and annex Canada and Mexico for a variety of reasons? Don't you think there are people in our government who would if they could? Maybe not today or tomorrow, but after years and years of grinding away at it, making it seem more and more possible, don't you think they would want to? I mean, they've said they want to, right? I hate that nobody talks about Tibet anymore. The problem with Tibet as like a subject of defense is that Tibet was a shitty fucking country. It was a like a crazy slave state you know, terrible, terrible, terrible place. But I don't think a place being terrible means that you get to invade it. Like, one of the worst places on earth is Haiti, and I don't think America should invade Haiti. I don't really know. It's a tough target for defense though, because Tibet sucks. So, or sucked, I guess. Now it's occupied, you know. Tibet was a literal slave theocracy. Yes. Gazi Abu Ghraib.